Wonderful Holy Spirit, we welcome your awesome presence to reveal your eternal word to our hearts. And Father, I thank you for anointing your people to receive your anointed word for this time that we're in Jesus' name. To the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also had highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Our focal point is verse 5 of Philippians chapter 2. The Apostle Paul writing to the saints at Philippi. And Paul made a profound statement to them. He was encouraging these believers to do something that he's encouraging believers to do today. Where this particular word can benefit us in this hour that we're living in. He said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Our teaching comes today. What is the mind of Christ? What is the mind of Christ? Now, in order for Paul to make a statement like this, Paul himself experienced having the mindset that Jesus had. In order for Paul to admonish the saints at Philippi to let or allow or permit the mind which was in Jesus Christ to be in them, Paul himself experienced having the mindset of Jesus. So what we want to explore today, what is the mind of Christ? Now, before we can have the mind of Christ and even allow the mind of Christ to be in us, we must first of all know what really is the mind of Christ. I read to you in Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 10, and Paul began to bring out some things about the mindset of Christ that I want to begin to talk about, that we could actually benefit from this word so we could understand what it means to have the mind of Christ. Number one, the mind of Christ is not to be equal with no one or compare oneself to another, but being who you are. See, Jesus knew who he was and was happy with who he was. The mindset of Christ is to not to be equal with no one or even compare yourself to another, but be who you are. Jesus knew who he was. He didn't come trying to impress others. He never even came trying to point men to him. He came pointing men to his Father. Number two, the mindset of Jesus is not to make oneself of a reputation, or to try to be famous through impressing others. Jesus did not do anything to be seen of men, or even for men to glorify him, but he pointed men to his Father. See, the mind of Christ is to not make ourselves of a reputation, trying to become the top 10, or trying to fit into a certain group with people, or try to be famous through impressing people. See, that does not win souls. That does not reach people. Impressing people does not reach people. It's the anointing that destroys the yoke of bondage. And the mind of Christ is to not to make ourselves a reputation, trying to make a name for ourselves so people can think that we are more than what we really are. No, the mind of Christ is to not make yourself of a reputation or even try to be famous through impressing others. Number three, the mind of Christ is to become a servant, which simply means one who will serve, help, and aid others, and not to be served. You see, Jesus went about doing good. Note this. He went about doing, that's serving. He went about doing good and not looking for others to come to him and do things for him. He said, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. He said, for the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to get his life a ransom for many. So the mind of Christ is to become a servant. And we show enough need that mindset in this day to serve people, to help people, instead of sitting like little kings and queens and princesses waiting for people to do things for us. The mindset of Christ is to become a servant, to help, to go wherever the need may be, not wait till people come to us, but to bring the water to the desert. Number four, the mind of Christ is to humble oneself and remain little in one's own eyes, regardless of what one may know, experience, or accomplish. Listen, Jesus stayed little in his own eyes. And in spite of how the Father used him, he never became exalted, proud, or arrogant. Jesus kept a low profile of himself, and he was getting the people to understand, in spite of what you see happening through my life, it's the Father that worketh in me. See, the mindset of Christ is to humble ourselves. Notice, not let God humble us, but to humble ourselves and remain little in our own eyes, regardless of what we may know, experience, and accomplish in this life. And you see, we must stay little in our own eyes, in spite of what we have, in spite of what we know, and in spite of what we have accomplished. Oftentimes, we can become proud and braggadocious over what we may have when somebody else might not have. But the mindset of Christ is to humble oneself and stay little in our own eyes. Keep balance in your life. Recognize who's doing what in us. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So the mindset of Christ, number four, is to humble ourselves and to remain little in our own eyes, regardless of what we may know. We're going to always meet people that's less fortunate than we may be. Somebody might not have what we have, but the mindset of Christ is to never become braggadocious, never boast, never talk about what you've accomplished, but it's always what God has done in your life. Number five, the mind of Christ is to obey, submit, and to continue until the task that was assigned to you has been complete. Note something. Jesus obeyed the Father until he left the earth and did not go back, quit, or stop obeying him in spite of how dark it may have gotten. You see, the mindset of Christ is not just to obey God when things are going right, because in our lives as believers, things are going to sometimes go bad. In Matthew chapter 7, Jesus said, He spoke about the rain descending, the floods coming, and the winds blowing and beating upon that house. You and I are the house, our life. But see, the mindset of Christ is to obey and to submit and to continue doing what we've been assigned to do until it's been completed. See, Jesus obeyed the Father, and we as saints of God must obey the Father even when things are going wrong. Even when things do not make sense, when we can't get a handle on certain things, we must know what God told us. We must know what God has said, and we must obey what we know God has said, in spite of who's not there. And remember, the mindset of Christ was to obey His Father and to submit Himself to the Father's will. Even when the disciples turned and walked away from Jesus, Jesus knew His purpose. He knew why He came to the earth. He knew why He was born. When He stood before Pilate, He told Pilate, "To this end was I born, and for this cause, this reason, came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice." So the mindset of Christ is to obey, to submit, and continue until the task that was assigned to you and I has been completed by us. Jesus never started and stopped nothing. And what Paul was admonishing the saints at Philippi to do was to let the mindset that Jesus had while on the earth be in you and I as believers. Now, as a result of the mindset Jesus had while walking the earth, the Father did something for Him because of the mind that He had. And that was, number one, the Father highly exalted Him. Number two, the Father gave Him a name which is above every name. Listen to this. The Father highly exalted Jesus because Jesus humbled Himself. I want you to catch that. The Father highly exalted Jesus because Jesus humbled Himself. Number two, the Father gave Him a name because Jesus made Himself of no reputation. You see, if we're going to be exalted by the Father, we must humble ourselves. If we're going to be known by people, God Himself will do it and not we doing it. Now, every knee will bow at the name of Jesus. That's in heaven, that's the angels. On the earth, that's humans. And under the earth, that's demons. And get this, and every tongue will confess, will say that Jesus is Lord, Master, Ruler, Redeemer, King, Governor of the nations, all because of the mindset He had. How can you and I as believers draw from this? When Paul was saying, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus," I just gave you the mindset of Christ. And just to recap it, number one, not to be equal with no one, but know who you are. Number two, not to make yourself a reputation, but always do things to glorify God. Number three, become a servant. Have a mentality of helping people. Number four, humble yourself and not let God humble you. Number five, obey and submit your will to the Father's will and not go back on Him because things may look dark, things might not go right, you may have a shortage, people may even turn their backs on you. But the mind of Christ is to stay focused on the purpose in which you was being set. As a result, the Father highly exalted him. The Father gave him a name. What blessings can we draw from this? See, God wants to bless you and I as believers. Having the mindset of Jesus Christ in our lives in this day will cause God to exalt us in due time. Will cause God to do things in our life that normally He have not done or could not do. See, the Father highly exalted Jesus because Jesus humbled Himself. There are things and places I believe God desires to take us as believers. But it comes through humility. And the mind of Christ is to humble ourselves. See, pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before fall. And Solomon says something else. Before honor is humility. God did not honor Jesus until He humbled Himself. God will not honor us until we humble ourselves. So to bring this home, the mindset of Christ, when Paul said, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Do not try to be equal with no one that God really never intended for you and I to be. So see, the mindset of Christ is not to be equal with nobody. Know who you are in Christ. Accept yourself for who you are. Please hear me good. Regardless of your shape, regardless of whatever features you may have, love yourself because Jesus loves you. Any changes that need to be made, He will bring them. See, the mindset of Christ is to know who you are and accept yourself and not have low self-esteem about yourself because you might not look like certain people. You might not do things like certain people do. Well, let me tell you this. You was never designed by God to do things like nobody, but how God ordained for you to do them. And I hope that really helps someone. Do not try to be equal with nobody. That's the mindset of Jesus. But know who you are in Christ. Number two, just to recap, don't try to look for a reputation. Don't try to impress people in nothing you do. Everything you do, stay focused on God getting glory out of what you do. Listen, you're going to please some people. You're going to displease some people. It doesn't make a bit of difference whether people are happy or not. It's a question of God being pleased with what you're doing. And the mindset of Christ is not to impress nobody, but to do what God has given you to do. Number three again, the mindset of Christ is to become a servant. Help people as much as you possibly can. God will send people your way for you to be a blessing to their life. And by you sowing into their life, you're going to reap one day. So the mind of Christ is to become a servant, to help. Even in the ministry where you are, help the shepherd, help the people, help people in general that you see need to be helped. Jesus went about doing. And the mindset of Christ is not waiting until people come to you, but it's a thing of going to where they are. Number four, the mindset of Christ is to humble oneself. See, we must humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God that He may exalt us in due time. Jesus stayed little in His own eyes, and that's the mindset of Christ. Stay little in your own eyes, regardless of what you have. From the material standpoint, you may be successful. Whatever you may have accomplished in life, always remember this: to God be the glory. Always remember who blessed you to get what you have. That's the mindset of Christ. Never to become and talk about what I did, like Nebuchadnezzar. I built this. I did this. Leave I out of this. If you're going to use I, say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. So the mindset of Christ is to always keep yourself little in your own eyes. Oftentimes people, and please hear this, people may be impressed, they may be blessed by God using you, they may send you all kind of things appreciating you, but always remember, every good gift And every perfect gift is from above. Anybody do anything to you that's good, it's God prompting them to do it because you're now ready for that. And God sometimes will test you to see if you allow people to say things about you that's good, how it's going to affect you. And if your head starts swelling, if you start feeling like you're doing a lot of things, God will teach you a lesson that's hard. But it's a thing of learning balance in life. Stay little in your own eyes, regardless of what you have, regardless of what you accomplish, regardless of what you achieve in this life. Thank God for it and go on like you don't have nothing. The mindset of Christ. Number 5 is to obey and to submit to the Father's will and to continue to do what you've been called to do until it's been completed. The mind of Christ is never to start something and stop it. Jesus obeyed his Father until he left this earth. And saints of God, we must obey God until we check out of this life. He said, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." So the mind of Christ is to obey. And when Paul was telling the saints at Philippi, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." The result, the Father highly exalted Jesus because Jesus humbled himself. The Father gave him a name because Jesus made himself of no reputation. And saints of God, God desired to exalt us. God desired to bless us and to prosper us. And this is a way of life that should be for us as saints. Having the mindset Jesus had while walking this earth. And if you was to take the time to read the life of Jesus, to follow in his footsteps, you will see places he went, things he did. In John chapter 6, the people tried to make him a king before the time. The Bible says he withdrew himself from them. That showed you something about Jesus. He didn't come seeking and looking for glory from men. He didn't come pointing men to himself. He pointed men to his Father. But now that he died and was buried and he rose again, we are now pointing men to Jesus. And as I close, I'm going to pray that the Holy Spirit would impart this truth into our hearts, that we would understand the importance of allowing this mindset that Jesus had to be in us. And this mindset can only be done as we yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit. Paul, writing to the saints at Rome, spoke about renewing our minds. Our minds are renewed as we get into the Word. And having the mind of Christ, it comes through constant praying. It comes through constant reading. It comes through continuously yielding ourselves to the Holy Spirit. Gracious Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you so much for your word. And Father, I thank you for blessing the hearers of this message. And I pray, blessed one, that you would impart this truth into our hearts, that you would impart this truth into our spirit, where the mind of Christ can now dwell in us, where the mindset that Jesus had can now become life for us as believers, where we would actually begin to do what you did, wonderful Jesus. We will not make ourselves equal with people. We will not look for reputations. We will learn to be servants. We would humble ourselves and stay little in our own eyes. And we would obey and submit ourselves to you the best we know how. Gracious Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for helping us, delivering us from carnality and worldly-mindedness, and giving us the mind of Christ, the mindset that Jesus had while walking this earth. And Father, I thank you for anointing your people. And I thank you so much for giving us the purpose in which we are on this earth for, that we can do what you've ordained for us to do. And Father, I give you praise for the mind of Christ now dwelling in each of your people lives. Let this mind be in us, which was also in Christ. And Father, I give you glory, I give you praise, and I give you honor. In the mighty and glorious name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. What is the mind of Christ? Not to be equal, but know who you are. Don't look to be seen or impress people, but everything you do, let it glorify the Father. Become a servant and not wait to be served. Humble yourself and stay little in your own eyes so you can be exalted in due time. Obey and submit and continue to do what you've been assigned to do and not go back on God until it's completed. And Father, I thank you once again for your anointed word, for ministering to every heart, every soul, and encouraging your people. In Jesus' name, amen.